This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
Hello and welcome, everybody. A special Straight Fire here post-Thanksgiving, Friday, November 27th. Hope everybody had a great, outstanding Thanksgiving. A weird one in 2020, but what the hell isn't weird in this bizarre year? I thought we'd do a quick Straight Fire here on Thanksgiving thoughts, this Steelers-Ravens debacle, and then give out, hopefully, some winners on the best bet heading into Week 12. Week 11 was tough. Thanksgiving didn't go great. But hey, folks, what do we do better than anybody? We're resilient. We're Americans. We're tough. We're bouncing back. Let's dive into Thanksgiving thoughts. Listen, I don't know what to say about the Detroit Lions other than how on earth is Matt Patricia still employed as head coach. The Texans embarrassed Patricia 41-25. That game in the second half was never in doubt. Lions were a turnover machine. Now, listen, when I said I can only take the Lions getting three on Wednesday's pod, this was before Galladay was ruled out. This was before Swift was ruled out. The Lions have not covered a game without Kenny Galladay this year. They just don't have it offensively against anybody. They don't have the vertical passing game. So that's a massive problem. And when you remove Danny Amendola and you remove DeAndre Swift, like, what are you doing offensively? And ultimately, the Detroit defense was laughable. The secondary got torched. Listen, Deshaun Watson is absolutely flamethrowing, okay? Last six games, Deshaun Watson, 15 touchdowns, zero interceptions. Now, I know it's not against great teams, and he struggled early in the season against the Chiefs and a good, healthy Baltimore team in Pittsburgh. But Watson is looking like that top 10 quarterback that he is in the last 6 weeks. Houston, man, they're rolling right now. Duke Johnson even got me some fantasy points, so I like that. But ultimately, Detroit, ugh, brutal. It's season's over for them. Matt Stafford, poor guy. Good night, Detroit. All right, let's quickly get to Washington, Dallas. This was another side. I felt confident in Dallas here. I know a lot of people, the public, love Washington, and this was a close game. In the second half, it's 20-16. Washington is ahead. We'd just seen a colossal error by Alex Smith, throwing an interception that should have been a pick six, if not for a heroic play. Amazing hustle from Terry McLaurin, the receiver, to tackle Jalen Smith. And what happens? Dallas implodes in the red zone. They can only make a field goal. So it's 2016. Dallas is in the thick of things. They're in their own end. And a bizarre fake punt effort that went spectacularly poorly. It was not a bad... I don't fault the fake punt call. I fault the play call. Like, I'm okay going for it on fourth down. Fake punts, I'm fine with. You've got to take chances. This is the NFL. Offense rules, and for whatever reason, of course, Alex Smith hasn't played well at all in the last 3 weeks, and of course, this is the week he plays well. And the fake punt is a deep end around where the runner was like 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Now, replays showed he had an open receiver. The guy had never caught a pass in his life, and Lamb ultimately did not get the pass off. He's tackled, and it was like, all right, that's over. And on the next play, Washington gets a touchdown. And it was just such a momentum change that Washington pulled away, wins it 41-16. I don't know what to say about Dallas. Like, they were right there. McCarthy got so much equity back with the fans after that great win against Minnesota. And then he comes out, and I don't know who you fault for the play call on the punt. I'm sure it's going to be discussed internally. And that's just not one you bounce back from easily, because Dallas was in that game. Now, Zeke Elliott's got to clean up his act, leads the NFL in fumbles. Woof. Had a bad turnover there in the first half. By the way, Dallas just handing Washington points with turnovers. Two turnovers deep in their own end gave them free points. If you toss in the fake punt disaster, gave them 17 points off turnovers. You can't do that. Not with a backup quarterback, not with an awful defense. Washington, by the way, this kid Gibson looks like a keeper. What a find in the draft. Really nice player. Washington leading the NFC least for now. We'll see what happens if the Giants can get by the Bengals and their backup quarterback, Brandon Allen. Oh, my gosh, what a train wreck the Bengals are. Then, you know, that'll be tied again. I don't think anybody expects the Eagles to beat the Seahawks, although I would not be running to bet Seattle at a five-point spread. We'll get to best bets later. Those are the two games. And then the big story was the game that didn't happen. Pittsburgh and Baltimore. postponed until Sunday at 1 o'clock, although there's a lot of doubt whether or not that game actually happens. Folks, we have been early on this. This whole idea that teams that are struggling are going to continue to keep their 25-year-old millionaire players away from catching COVID and taking some risk and having fun and going out into the world, that's just not a likely scenario. Baltimore right now has a COVID outbreak. They will be down, if the game happens Sunday, Ingram. They will be down Dobbins. They will be down Lamar Jackson. I mean, that is, RG3 against the Pittsburgh Steelers defense, like, good luck in the voice of the bad guy, one of the bad guys from Taken. Good luck. Like, I mean, RG3, come on. That's a beatdown. But this, you know, Baltimore, listen, it's got to be disappointing. Now, there's a strength and conditioning coach who's getting fingered here as the outbreak chief because he wasn't wearing a mask. He had symptoms and still was around the team. And, you know, Baltimore, I don't know how you can make a case for them to be a playoff team. They're going to lose to Pittsburgh if the game happens. And I'm not one of these guys who's like, hey, COVID, you can't do anything about it. You got to postpone the game. Like, no, you don't. A lot of teams are trying their best. And one guy getting COVID, two guys, okay. The Ravens have a full-on outbreak. You're not doing your best job. And I don't think the Steelers should be penalized. There are reports out there, folks, that if the game is not played, no player gets paid. So you're telling me the Pittsburgh Steelers players are going to lose a paycheck potentially because the Baltimore Ravens all got COVID? Wow, what's fair about that? NFL needs to do something about that because that ain't right. I think if you're the NFL, you tell the Raiders, Ravens, hey, guys, call up your dudes from the practice squad. This game's happening. And you want to just take the L, you take the L. But Pittsburgh should not be penalized. They're in the mix for the number one seed. And I just absolutely don't think that they should be the ones taking the heat here because Baltimore couldn't get their act together. And I want a quick word on Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore quarterback who's struggling off his MVP year. And I think I'm going to hear other people say the Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl window. I don't want to say it's closed, but it is shutting rapidly. Last year was the year. They needed to get it done. 14-2. Lamar was still befuddling opponents. And they really whiffed on two big fourth downs against the Tennessee Titans in that playoff game and ended up losing. They still had like 500 yards of offense. Lamar was good, but it was all in catch-up mode. And I don't know if they don't go out and add a vertical threat, some real receiver here. And I don't want to hear about Hollywood Brown, some 5'10 Smurf who can't catch a pass in a loss to Tennessee against one of the worst secondaries in the league. The Baltimore Ravens Super Bowl window will be shut. They have spent lavishly on this defense, and defense has been up and down. They've had some injuries. The offensive line's been hurt. You want to give Baltimore a pass, that's fine. But there will be massive pressure on Lamar Jackson. Folks, we went from Lamar Jackson MVP to, well, damn, Ravens are going to miss the playoffs? Well, damn, are you going to extend Lamar Jackson? Seriously, this is his third year, and it's tough to make a case for Lamar Jackson as your long-term investment, your $40 million a year quarterback, if he can't get anything done this year. Look, where do you go? I don't know what the answer is. It is all of a sudden a very precarious situation in Baltimore because it has gone from Super Bowl contenders, MVP, to what do we have here? I don't think you know if you're Baltimore. And, you know, it's going to be a turbulent time in Baltimore. I think I would definitely take Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson for the next 3 years. If you ask me this last year, well, Lamar Jackson's on his way to MVP, and this is how much has changed. Kyler Murray, MVP candidate. Kyler Murray, much more dangerous with his legs. You can't solve him as easily because he's on track to pass for 4,000 yards. Now, going into the Patriots game this weekend, there is some trepidation on my part to pull the trigger on Kyler Murray. He's got a shoulder thing. DeAndre Hopkins suddenly missed practice this week. You're like, what's going on here? They need this win to get in the playoff hunt. But Kyler Murray definitely is the guy going forward over Lamar Jackson. I don't think you can make any case otherwise. Hell, I don't know that you could say I would take Lamar Jackson over Deshaun Watson at this point. I just don't know what you have with Lamar Jackson. And the COVID certainly ain't going to help him. He's going to come back and they're going to be up against the eight ball to get into the playoffs. What happens if they lose to the Browns? We know they already crushed them this year. But I don't know, man. Suddenly, Baltimore is panicking. All right, so that's just quick takes on Thanksgiving games. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens and the Steelers COVID situation. I'll give you a quick best bet.
The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
I have four picks. I might shrink it to three as I'm talking this over. Let's start with the marquee game, Tampa Bay, Kansas City, okay? For me, sidewise, this would be Tampa or pass, but I'm going to just take the over. 55.5 points. I know that's a lot. However, every time Brady and Mahomes link up, it's a classic. Now, I know a lot of those were in New England, but this Chiefs defense has just not been able to stop folks. We've seen Brady struggle against the top 10 defenses, the Bears, the Saints, the Rams. Chiefs are a fringe top 10 defense. I think Brady will have some success moving the football. And think about it. Every Chiefs game is legit threat to go over. Bridgewater shredding the Chiefs secondary. Game goes over. Both of the Raiders game, over. I think this one tops 55.5, so that's my bet. I've already got the bet in, 55.5, Kansas City, Tampa, over. Next up, oh boy. I'm backing Anthony Lynn on the road as a big underdog in Buffalo. I'm seeing 5.5, but it's trending toward 5. 5 kind of a dead number, so it probably goes down to 4.5 eventually. I like Justin Herbert as an underdog here. And we've seen teams struggle coming off the bye. I do this Talk the Line show with Jeff Schwartz on Fox Sports digitally. And the Fox Sports research team gave me a number. Teams off the bye this year, only 10-12 against the spread. Now, I know that number seems weird, and I don't have historic numbers for you, but just think about it like this. Usually, your bye week is you're on vacation, you're away from football, you're recharging the batteries, you know. Now, you're at home, you're going in for COVID tests daily, you're not able to really get away, and the bye is not much of a bye. You're really cooped up. You can't do anything. And I don't know if it's as much of an advantage as it has been in years past. I think the Chargers' offense is humming. As long as they're not doing dives into the line of scrimmage like Anthony Lynn loves, keep throwing Herbert on first down. Second and short for your rookie quarterback is where you want to be. There is a chance Austin Eckler plays. He went on Twitch and announced that he's healthy and he's back. I've seen him some of the workout videos on social media. Eckler's a game changer, man. That guy is a great player. And if you watch that Tampa Chargers game earlier this year, Chargers were in control in Tampa. Eckler gets hurt. I think it was late first half or early second half. And the Tampa offense suddenly just hit the skids. They don't really have a running threat. Don't give me Kalen Ballage. Like, get out of here. Come on. Eckler is really nice. And this Buffalo defense just is not what it used to be. It's not what it was. You know, they're very susceptible to the pass. They cannot really stop the run. Josh Allen should have success, although Bosa and Ingram should have success as well. I think this is a shootout, and I'm taking the Chargers, getting 5.5. Next up, I'm going with Taysom Hill. Yes, I am. Taysom Hill and the Saints on the road in Denver. Now, Denver, as we record this Friday morning, just released. They had a COVID situation. I think I saw Jeff Driskel, a coach, and another player. Driskel, of course, the quarterback. He was at one point the backup, and then he got usurped by the kid Rippon. So no word on the Denver quarterback situation. I think by all accounts it's going to be Drew Lock again. I did not love what I saw for Drew Lock against the Miami Dolphins. Yes, I was on the Dolphins. Yes, it was stupid. I knew it was stupid, but it was a bet against Denver, and they just ran the football at will. Guess what the Saints do better than anyone else in football? Oh, they run defense better than anyone else in the league. Right now, the Saints' run defense is impenetrable. So good. I trust them more than anybody, any other run-stopping unit. And if you take away Denver's run game, Lindsay and Gordon at about 189 yards against Miami. Do you trust Drew Lock through the air? Lattimore's back at corner this week. He's really got, it's really Jerry Jeudy and Drew Lock. Fant is okay. Tim Patrick is okay. But this is a Denver team that loves to fall behind early. They are 29th in first half scoring. And their first half defense is 24th. So historically, they've fallen behind. Then they have to, can't run the football. And now you've got Drew Lock playing catch up. I mean, that's a nightmare scenario against the Saints defense. Last week against Miami, they had the early Lock turnover. And then Miami scores. But then all Miami could do offensively was punt the rest of the half. So in a close game, you're able to run. And it's not that much pressure on Drew Lock. Well, you can't run this week. I'm telling you, Saints are going to bludgeon them. Short of Taysom Hill turning the ball over two or three times, I really like this Saints team. Remember, they sacked Matt Ryan 8 times last week. So you're talking about Drew Lock under pressure with no run game. Listen, this is the NFL. Games are going to end up close, but I don't know how the Broncos hang in this one. Saints, by the way, the only team in the NFL top 10 in offense, special teams, and defense in the NFL. They're the only team in the top 10 in all three of those. This is a good Saints team. They're starting to peak at the right time. I like the Saints favored by 6. I think they win this by double digits. So those are 3 picks. And the fourth one I want to give out, but I just can't, guys. I'm sorry. I want to give out the Niners getting a touchdown. But guess what? It's already under a touchdown. 2 reasons I cannot. I'll have to wait until Sunday to bet this. Number one, what's going on with the 49ers injuries? Is Richard Sherman back? Right? He's huge. How are the linebackers? Kinlaw on the COVID list. Is anyone else going to pop up on the COVID list for San Fran? I do believe the 49ers could be in play here. I just need to see more on the COVID list. So I can't give this out as a best bet now. Maybe I could add it on social media or whatever. But I would look closely at this Niners team. Rams are coming off a sell high, given that they just beat Tampa Bay on Monday Night Football and everybody watched them look great. Well, did you watch the earlier Rams-Niners game? 49ers run game destroyed the Rams. Is Mostert going to be back? We know he's always hurt. So the injuries for the 49ers will keep me off it here Friday, but Sunday morning I might have to fire on the Niners if I find out a lot of guys are in. And yes, I do like the Rams. It's just, that's a big number for a divisional matchup. And there's no fans in SoFi for the Rams. So I think the 49ers are in play. Finally, the potential other fourth potential game for me has to be the Tennessee Titans. If you can get 3.5, I think you take it. The Colts gave out a big COVID name, DeForest Buckner, the guy they got from San Francisco. Buckner tested positive for COVID. He's their best run stopper. Not ideal to not have him going up against Derrick Henry. Now, the easy handicap for this, the Colts beat him last time easily. Oh, it was no contest. It was a close game at halftime. The Tennessee Titans were leading. Their special teams fell apart in the third quarter with a block punt for touchdown, a shanked punt. It was ugly, and the Colts came back and won that game. I do believe if Tennessee can run the football, check their offensive line injuries, another late injury report to monitor. They had 3 guys out against the Ravens, but Baltimore had 2 on the line out. So Tennessee was able to move the football and ultimately prevail in overtime. They trailed that game, though, 21-10 in the third quarter, were able to come back. I think Tennessee is going to be a live underdog. Again, these divisional matchups, second time around, familiarity. I know Vrabel has struggled against Frank Reich, but I will be looking hard at Tennessee if I can get 3.5. Just one other one I want to give out is I'll look at the Vikings by 3.5. This was looking to be a 4, but then Adam Thielen popped up. Now, he doesn't have COVID. He's on the contact tracing list. Thielen, obviously instrumental, leads him in receptions, touchdowns. He's awesome. Carolina will score, but they cannot stop the run. They're second in the league in missed tackles. I think Dalvin Cook could have a 150-yard game. McCaffrey will see if he plays. I haven't seen a verdict yet. And that's one of the problems, guys, with Best Bet this week. There's so much uncertainty with COVID and injuries. But the 3 I feel good about, KC, Tampa Bay, over 55.5. Chargers getting 5.5. Saints favored by 6. So a little abbreviated straight fire for Friday. Hope everybody had a good, safe Thanksgiving. We'll be getting our Christmas tree this weekend, and Any questions, concerns, hit me up on social media. Remember, subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast. We'll talk to you Monday.